local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Did I just hear cold front?
That's what I was laughing at during that one weather update.
Okay.
Cold front. I don't know if it's going to be that cold, but I think I'm excited.
I know I'm excited if that's
if it's true.
I think it means. If it doesn't mean that there's if it doesn't mean that this cold front brings with it you know, storms like we had a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
I'm in on that. But yeah, don't toy with me, man. Don't toy with my emotions like that.
Well, that's what I was wondering, because I was like, is the cold front that tonight the low is 83 and then on Wednesday night it's supposed to be 74? Like, is that the cold front that it is going like 10 degrees at night? But that's still pretty hot. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, what are the... Yeah, well,
we'll have to see.
We'll talk to Joe. We'll get the rundown there. But yeah, it is Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3. That is our top story, our good news, our local headline that a cold front is apparently coming to Pensacola. And we can just talk about that for the next hour.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, because it's very hot. This weekend was brutal, man. Like, you talk about, you know, a 2 hours, you know, if you go to Sunday school on Sunday morning and then you've got the morning church service and you get out to your car at around 12:30 on a Sunday afternoon, not in the shade, man. You open up that car, it is a sauna in there.
Yeah.
So yeah, hopefully some relief there. We'll see how much of relief this cold front brings our way, and hopefully no bad weather with it. 6:15 right now. Why don't we check in with Joe and we'll see what he has to say along with traffic.
Well, our roads right now are looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. But 98, we do have an accident throughout Navarre. That's going to be in the eastbound direction, right near the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Ascension in the neighborhood Walmart in Navarre. Again, eastbound heading into Navarre. Expect some delays there. We're looking pretty good on our local roads. Did get a text in, though, that the traffic light at Cervantes near Jerry's Drive-In in Pensacola is not working correctly. So don't have a lot of details on what's flashing, what's not flashing, anything like that. But just keep that in mind if you're going through that intersection to use some caution. Let's hear from Joseph Neubauer for what's going on this week with weather.
Dangerous heat continues into Tuesday with a heat advisory for the entire viewing area, highs in the mid to upper 90s, heat index values as high as 110, but the shakeup for Tuesday is a rain chance. It moves in through the second half of the day, 60% chance for rain. A few storms could even be on the stronger side. And for Wednesday and Thursday, we'll see drier and cooler air move in. A very weak cold front sets up as highs fall back into the low to mid 90s. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
So we'll have to see what very weak cold front means.
Yeah.
But so, we'll take anything, I would say.
Yeah, so Tuesday night, Wednesday night, we're around 75, 93, 95, 97. That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday's highs. So I don't know, maybe the heat index doesn't quite go up to about 115, 120. Maybe the heat index just goes to about 105, 106. So maybe that's what we're talking about with a cold front there.
Yeah.
But, man, I can't wait. I can't wait for late fall, winter weather, man.
Anything, I think, would be just
a little bit better. I love, and the people that know me know this. I love more than almost anything in this life. Like quarter zip, like pullovers, light jackets. It can be pushing 80 and I'll still wear the light jacket outside. I don't
sweater
know.
Sweater
weather. Yeah. I'm a big fan of sweater weather for sure. 6:17 here. Let's get our top three stories, starting with, the state of Hawaii, where the death toll is now up to 99. FEMA has boots on the ground. They say there's about 2,700 structures destroyed The total damage estimate, which is going to continue to grow as well, about $5.6 billion.
FEMA has a permanent logistics distribution center in Hawaii, and immediately after the incident occurred, started moving commodities such as food and water.
And more than 250 people there, an estimated 4,500 people displaced, 1,400 of them staying in evacuation shelters. In Georgia, there may be charges coming against former President Trump as early as tomorrow in the alleged effort to overturn the election results from 2020. Reuters reports a docket report was briefly posted to the Fulton County Court's website, and also a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution says the DA would want to act immediately if the grand jury votes in favor of indictment because they only meet Monday and Tuesday. So that's why the thinking is that it will come tomorrow. And finally, speaking of weather and the tropics, a couple of disturbances out in the Atlantic Basin. The National Hurricane Center says they are monitoring those.
We have some computer models indicating that a low-pressure system could try to organize out there. So, you know, it's getting close to peak of the hurricane season, so we'll be watching it.
So there's one in the central Atlantic. The other is expected to come off the coast of West Africa. The first disturbance, 20% chance of developing, and a 30% chance given to the African disturbance. 6:20, we'll take a break. We've got local and state headlines coming up. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 5th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital is Friday, August 25th, Center Court at Cordova Mall, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel will match donations up to $20,000.
All the money stays right here.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
Thank you to our HOPE sponsors this year, Escambia County Sheriff's Office, International Paper, and Penn Air Credit Union.
Thank you!
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Summer season is here and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10 and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
My best friend and I do everything together. We buy the same clothes, watch the same movies, and eat the same foods. But that doesn't mean our financial goals are the same. Choosing an investment that's right for you and your goals is a personal decision. Florida's Office of Financial Regulation has resources and information to help you get started in making the best decision for you. Visit FLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Happy Monday. Hope your work week and school week is off to a fabulous start. Now we can officially say that school is back in session Thursday and Friday. Just a little teaser, you know, getting to know your friends and reacquainted and teachers, you know, saying, hey, this is how things are going to work. But now you're into the meat of learning on a day-to-day basis.
And now it's harder to get the kids to get out of bed. They're not excited to to school after
That's
2 days.
Right. Exactly. A quote-unquote cold front will be coming in this week. Looks like just a round of showers, some of which could be a little bit on the strong side. But Wednesday? We'll have a cool down to about 93 for the high. So Looking forward to that. A little bit of local headlines here. Wanted to get this really quickly here before traffic and weather together, and then we'll get our state headlines. So the state attorney's office saying that a rape case involving a 59-year-old Pensacola man will not move forward. Charges have been dropped, and the case was dismissed against Sandor Botsar, the man who reportedly calls himself Sandman. Back in December, Botsar was accused of raping a girl inside his home after she missed her school bus. However, the mother reportedly will not allow her child to testify. So prosecutors say without the victim testimony, they would not be able to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. Also, the victim identified in last Friday's fatal shooting at the Home Depot, 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims, the mother of a 2-year-old girl, right now at the Davis Park in Citronelle, Alabama. Friends and family are gathered and releasing balloons in her memory. Also, a GoFundMe set up for her family. That link available on our News Radio 92.3 Facebook page. 625, Gracie has an update on the roads and our weather.
Well, we still have some slowdowns on 98 in the eastbound direction. This is going to be getting into Navarre from the Tiger Point area. This is due to an accident. A scene of the accident's right in front of the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Ascension in Navarre, as well as the neighborhood Walmart. Again, that's going in the eastbound direction, so use some caution in that area and expect some slowdowns. Also got a text in on Cervantes right in front of Jerry's Drive-In that the light isn't working correctly. Don't have a lot of details on, you know, if it's out, if it's flashing, what's going on there. So just use some caution as you get closer to that intersection. That's going to be throughout in Pensacola. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. We do have an excessive heat warning in effect for today and a heat advisory for tomorrow. 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index still at 101. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, state headlines today. Equality Florida says they launched a new website called Parents with Pride. It's designed as a one-stop shop to help parents understand the expansion of Florida's parental rights in education law.
Parents have questions. They have questions about whether or not they can tell the school how they'd like for their child to be referred, whether that's a name, a nickname, a pronoun.
So the law, of course, originally prohibited classroom instruction of any content related to sexual orientation or gender identity in grades K through 3. This year, it's expanded to all grades.
Also, a Florida-based charity is on the ground helping the homeless and the helpless in Hawaii.
There was already a bit of a housing crisis before the fires. It's, of course, been exacerbated since the fires. So we're doing our best to provide folks with the means to obtain not only temporary housing in this very short-term period, but permanent housing relocation as well.
That's Patrick Lynch with Global Empowerment Mission saying that they're working with Airbnb to get residents to immediate housing and offering displaced people cash cards to help them cover their first, last, and security deposits on new leases. GEM is one of the first organizations to respond to Hurricane Ian last year and also rushed into Ukraine in Poland when the Russian invasion started.
Well, 9 days from now, we'll have the first GOP debate from Milwaukee. And a new national poll now shows Governor DeSantis slipping to third in the race. The Kaplan Strategy Survey found entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy with 11% support, followed by DeSantis at 10%. The same poll last month showed the two men tied at 12%.
A woman claims that she was kidnapped and kept in a cage inside or in Orange County. So deputies arrested three men and a woman on Saturday after alleged victim was able to escape and contact neighbors. The sheriff's office says that the victim was bound with duct tape and kept in a dog cage in a shed behind the home. Luckily, she only had minor injuries and the suspects range from the ages of 19 to 39. They are all ordered held without bond.
FDLE says a 52-year-old man was arrested in Nigeria, accused of child sex abuse material possession. This investigation into Eric Horton started last October when Horton lived in the Graceville, Florida area. 2 weeks ago, a search warrant was conducted and digital evidence was allegedly recovered by a canine unit. During the search warrant, it was discovered that Horton, a former schoolteacher, had traveled to Nigeria to teach phys ed to school-age children. His extradition back to the States is pending.
Also, more than a dozen people were hurt after two airboats crashed on Cypress Lake south of Orlando. The officials say that two captains and 28 passengers were on board the airboats, and 13 people were taken to the hospital.
And, of course, keeping our eye on the tropics, the National Hurricane Center says there's a couple of disturbances that they are monitoring now. At the moment, low chance of formation. There's one wave out in the central Atlantic at a 20% chance and a 30% chance of formation given to a disturbance that is forming off of the coast of West Africa. Of course, peak hurricane season September 10th. So usually by late August to early to mid-September, we start really firing up. Hopefully not the case, but of course, with historic water temperatures and a delayed El Nino effect, we are now looking at an above-normal hurricane season for 2023. At 6:30 right now, the Fox News update is coming up. When we return, a look at our national headlines and what's happening in the world of sports today. A lot of news happening in the NFL. Stick around.
Fox News, I'm Tom Bergani. Nearly 100 people are confirmed dead and more than 1,000 are still missing following last week's wildfires on Maui. Jeff Meldekar lost two homes to the flames. He says everyone is still trying to come to terms with what happened.
Everybody's in shock. This thing happened so quickly and in a few hours, went from having a lovely house in Lahaina to absolute devastation, loss of life.
Officials say they expect the number of dead to rise over the coming days. The FBI has arrested a 17-year-old Philadelphia resident in connection with a terrorism probe. Philly District Attorney Larry Krasner.
The young man who's under arrest was an aspiring terrorist.
Investigators say they believe the suspect was working with a group believed to be affiliated with Al-Qaeda. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. With the current contracts set to expire next month, President Biden is urging the United Auto Workers and Detroit's Big Three automakers to forge a deal. In a statement, the president said he's asking all sides to work together to forge a fair agreement. The UAW, which is seeking sharp 40% raises for factory workers over the next 4 years, represents 146,000 employees at Ford, GM, and Jeep parent Stellantis. Some surprising news out of Discover Financial after the close. The credit card company's CEO, Roger Hochschild, is resigning, effective immediately. He's been with Discover for 25 years. Shares of Discover are sliding 4.5% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, stocks edged higher, led by technologies. The NASDAQ composite rising more than 140 points, or 1%. The S&P 500 and Dow Industrials rose 25 and 26 points, respectively. In the days ahead, traders will scrutinize July retail sales data, plus earnings from Home Depot, Target, and Walmart. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. James Harden opted to pick up his player option because he knew no other team would pay him $35-plus million this season, and he still wants to be traded. Harden can't have the best of both worlds. Philly doesn't owe you a new team, especially when they would get basically nothing back in a trade. Harden could call Daryl Morey a liar and say he'll never play for him again, but the only one he has to blame is himself because he was the one who opted back into this marriage. I'm Zach Gelb.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. What, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep. And a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. See store for details.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
That time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great start to your work week, your school week, having a great Monday overall. We're going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together before we get a rundown of our national headlines. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. We still have some slowdowns in Navarre. That's going to be Navarre eastbound. This is due to an accident. Looks like it's just off of Sound Haven Court. So expect some slowdowns traveling eastbound. Also westbound on the other side of Navarre throughout Windhaven Beach. That we're going to have that typical afternoon traffic still present. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. And if you do see something or have any details on the roads, give a call over to the traffic line. E-50-262-6111. Heat advisory set for tomorrow. We have an excessive heat warning still in effect until 7 p.m. It's a low of 83 tonight, and we do have some chances of rain coming for tomorrow and tomorrow night. It's 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, 92 in Gulf Breeze, but heat index is still at 101. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at our national headlines today. Two pilots now recovering after their Soviet-era fighter jet crashed near Detroit yesterday. The privately owned MiG was participating in the Thunder over Michigan Air Show, one of the largest in the nation. Video posted on social media shows two people ejecting from the plane before it crashed into an apartment complex's parking lot. Thankfully, no injuries on the ground were reported.
Yes. Also, the search continues for the suspects in connection with a flash mob shoplifting incident that happened in Los Angeles Mall. So up to 50 masked and hoodie-wearing thieves ransacked a Nordstrom store at Westfield Mall yesterday. So cell phone video from the incident showed that male and female suspects smashing displays, grabbing clothes and items before running from the store. And the police say that up to $100,000 worth of items were taken.
Eight people injured in a mass shooting in downtown Memphis happened at around 2:30 yesterday morning. The victims between the ages of 19 and 54 were injured after dozens of gunshots were fired into a crowd.
Also, a group of divers who went missing in North Carolina are saved after being rescued by the Coast Guard and Navy. According to the U.S. Coast Guard, they found four men 46 miles southwest of the Cape Fear River, and they had gone diving from a recreational boat about 63 miles from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The news release says that multiple rescue crews were looking for them by both boat and aircraft.
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville remains in the crosshairs as he continues to hold hundreds of military promotions. And here's Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
It's hindering our ability to retain our very best officers. And it is upending the lives of far too many American military families.
So Austin says that three military services are now operating without Senate-confirmed leaders. It's the first time in the Pentagon's history.
Also, the FBI has arrested a 17-year-old supporter of Islamic extremists in Philadelphia who has been alleged radicalized online and was choosing potential targets. So the suspect was arrested on Monday on state charges and is alleged to have been communicating with the group KTG. The group was designated as a global terrorist organization last year and as known as an affiliate of Al-Qaeda. Mm.
6:40, looking at some sports headlines right now. News breaking within the last half hour. Dalvin Cook is signing with the New York Jets, agreeing to a one-year deal for the Miami native to go to New York and team up with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. So that's big news there. Also, Ezekiel Elliott, former Cowboy, says that he will be joining the New England Patriots. He announced that on his social media. Looking at some baseball scores right now, the Marlins lead the Astros 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Yankees and the Braves are tied at one in the second. The Mets and Pirates tied at one in the second as well. Later on, the Rays out west in San Francisco taking on the Giants, first pitch 8:45. Speaking of the Rays, shortstop Wander Franco is agreeing to be put on baseball's restricted list as Major League Baseball investigates an alleged relationship with a minor. This comes after he was mentioned in several social media posts alleging that he was involved in an inappropriate relationship. So much more to that coming here in the coming days and weeks. And Michael Orr, you may know him as the subject of the hit movie The Blind Side. I wouldn't say it's one of my favorites, but it's one that I'll watch if it's on TV. Says that the family that took him in never actually adopted him and tricked him into signing a document making them his conservators. Orr alleges that it gave them the legal authority to make business deals in his name, such as the 2009 movie. Orr claims that the Tuohy family struck a deal that paid them and their two birth children millions in royalties from the movie while he got nothing. He's now petitioning the court to end the conservatorship and is seeking a full accounting of the money the Tuohys made using his name and to be paid his fair share of profits.
It's really surprising because the movie, I know he did say, like he's always kind of said, you know, this isn't historically accurate to what happened, but this just seems so like evil, really.
Right.
So I feel like the movie's really just, even if it's not completely true, maybe it's a little bit true, maybe it is completely true, this movie's kind of ruined.
It is ruined. And so, I think it is ruined regardless if it's true or not, because now you talked about the licenses, the creative licenses that Hollywood will often take. Or like you said, has often talked about that he does not like the portrayal of himself in the movie. His personality, he says that it kind of painted him as like a slow type of, had terrible grades, which may or may not have been true, but, just kind of like,
even like communication skills weren't all there.
Right. So he said, hey, that was not right. And the fact that, hey, look, I knew the game of football. I played the game of football. I was good at it well before I ever came across the Tuohys. Now that, they certainly helped me and all that, and moved in with them, that sort of thing. But, there were things about the movie that he did not like, and he said that from the get-go. It is interesting, and, we'll have to see what comes of this because, it is 2023. The movie came out in 2009. So it's like, well, what took him so long? And I don't know the answer to that. People saying, well, he's broke. He lost all the NFL money and now he's going after the Tuohy family. There's other people that say, on social media I've seen where people that live in Memphis or that, are tied with Ole Miss, they say, the Tuohys doing this would be the least surprising news ever. There's people on both sides here. But it does ruin the movie for me. And of course, that's the least of the real concern is in the situation. Yes. But for the vast majority of us, this is the tie that we have to Michael Orr and the Tuohy family there. 6:45, we'll get a check of the roads and our weather.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 3-Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge also looking good. We still have some slowdowns in Navarre. That's going to be 98 eastbound. So off of Sound Haven Court, you're going to be seeing some slowdowns. That is due to an accident. So keep that in mind. Again, 98 throughout Navarre. If you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to call the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for weather, we have a heat advisory set for tomorrow. We do have some chances of rain for tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. But the high is still going to be 96 tomorrow throughout the day. Tonight, we do have a low of 83. It's 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. But heat index is still up at 101. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Taking a quick look at some health, business, and science notes. Toyota recalling nearly 170,000 new model Tundra pickups to fix a problem with the fuel line. The company says there's a potential risk of fire if a faulty fuel tube rubs against the vehicle's brake line. So owners of 2022 and 23 Tundra and Tundra hybrid models are urged to take their trucks to a dealer immediately for temporary repairs.
Also, Dunkin' Donuts announced that they're selling canned Dunkin' Spiced iced tea and spiked iced coffees. So the alcoholic beverages, they're not going to be available at Dunkin' locations, but they're already starting to hit grocery and liquor stores across 12 states. So Dunkin' spiked iced tea is going to be available widely by the end of August, and Dunkin' spiced iced coffees are going to debut in early September.
Luke Bryan canceled another show over the weekend as he continues dealing with health issues. The 47-year-old announced that the Brandon, Mississippi show was canceled Sunday morning, hours before he was supposed to take the stage. Speaking of concert cancellations, I heard that people were ticked off at Lionel Richie. Hmm. He performed in Boston Friday night and was scheduled to do New York City on Saturday, and the cancellation didn't come until an hour after the concert was supposed to start.
Ooh. I was about to say, how can you be mad at Lionel Richie?
Oh, that's
But, wild. Yeah, that Yeah, that would stink. Yeah. Well, speaking of concerts, the auction for the microphone that was thrown by Cardi B unfortunately fell through. So the production company that owns the microphone put it up for bid on eBay. We talked about this last week, and it was supposed to go for $99,000. Well, the auction closed last week, and the winner is now refusing to pay up. The proceeds from the auction were supposed to go to charity, and the production company says it's now going to offer the mic to the second highest bidder. So we'll see what that goes for and, you know, how that ends up.
Mark Zuckerberg doesn't think Elon Musk is actually seriously considering fighting him in MMA. He wrote in a Threads post that Elon's not serious and it's time to move on. He and Musk talked about a cage match, but last week Musk said he's not sure about when it would happen because he may need a minor surgery.
Also, the Dallas woman who's been seen going viral for getting kicked off of American Airlines is now apologizing. That's Tiffany Gomez, who is known as many by the crazy plane lady. She's issuing an apology on social media.
First and foremost, I want to take full accountability for my actions. They were completely unacceptable.
She says that she should have been able to control her emotions. She also said that she found many memes of the post since the incident amusing, but also they were invasive and a little unkind.
Yeah, you know, I watched it, the video that, you know, where she was going off the handle, but I guess I never really got the full story of what happened. So this one, you know, yeah, I mean, whatever, you know, she apologized and everybody will move on with their life. And that's fine. But I don't remember hearing much about this, you know, what the deal was, what she was upset at. But, you know, I mean, it doesn't take much to go viral these days.
Yeah. Is she the one where she was like, that person's not real?
The black tank top. Yeah. The
okay.
Black tank,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a weird one, but I feel like there's so many these days,
right.
It's hard to
keep track
on why they went crazy for what reason.
Exactly. 6:50, we'll take our final break of the show this evening. We've got wacky and weird headlines and some good news to wrap up Monday's edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Hope you're having a fabulous Monday afternoon, getting ready to have a great week here. We're going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some wacky and weird stories and finish off this Monday with some good news. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays or slowdowns on 98 throughout Navarre have cleared up tremendously, but you are still going to see a little patch of traffic. Again, that is due to an accident eastbound in Navarre right near the neighborhood Walmart and Ascension Sacred Heart emergency area. So that's going to be off of Sound Haven Court where you start seeing those delays. If you see anything else on the road, just give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. And for weather, we're still going to see high temperatures throughout this week. Heat advisory for tomorrow with a high of 96. But we are going to have some rain that I don't know if we're calling it a cold front. It's
a very weak, mild cooling that may last a day.
Yeah, so we're having a little bit of hope about it, but that's going to be due to some rain, so we won't see that till maybe Wednesday night. But we still have, again, a low of 83 this evening, 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, 92 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index at 100. Also, this traffic and weather report real quickly is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service, located on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
I will say, though, that if Wednesday night the low gets to around 75, I may have to watch some TV outside in my patio.
Yeah.
A hoodie, maybe a hot chocolate. You know, I am excited about the prospect of doing that.
Okay.
Looking at some wacky and weird headlines there. So scientists have spent decades searching everywhere for a cure for cancer, and it would be a cruel twist of fate if it was hidden all this time and everybody's least favorite sweet. A new study has found that a chemical in black licorice could help fight pancreatic cancer, one of the world's deadliest. The research is still early, and doctors trying to get ahead of the game, like we have to do now with the TikTok age, of saying, hey, people, do not consume large amounts of black licorice because that's not good for you either.
Also, coming out of Utah, a man accused of breaking into a Latter-day Saints church meeting house because he was stealing chicken nuggets, and he's facing criminal charges. So over the weekend, Provo police responded to a report of a suspicious person in a neighborhood, and officers found a man eating chicken nuggets inside the kitchen of a church building. So the man was identified as Daniel Coleman. He reportedly admitted to unlawfully entering the building and taking the nuggets.
Classic case of adding insult to injury. An Illinois man arrested in Missouri for drunk driving happened about an hour after he got seriously hurt when his truck ran him over. Police say 37-year-old Brian Baker got out of his truck at around 1:15 in the morning, but didn't put it in park first. His girlfriend or wife or whoever was with him hopped into the driver's seat hoping to stop the truck but couldn't. And in the end, both of them arrested for DUI. So that kind of stinks there. Yeah. Movies recap here. So Barbie's still number one for the fourth straight week after passing the $1 billion mark last week. It brought in another $33.7 million this past weekend in North America. Oppenheimer in the second spot with $18 million. And a bit of a dud, The Last Voyage of the Demeter, which I believe the budget was $47 million for that, brought in $6.5 million. So that's a look at your movie review for the weekend that was.
And in some good news, a video went viral last year when a Burger King cook and cashier got kind of a lame gift bag after working 27 years without missing a day. In the video, the 55-year-old Kevin Ford showed his bag, which contained a movie ticket, a Starbucks cup, a bag of Reese's, two pens, and two keychains. So the story blew up after someone launched a GoFundMe campaign to start a retirement fund for him. Now he's back in the news after the New York Post did an update on him. The fundraiser is still going and recently crossed $400,000.
That's really cool there. Yeah. A dedicated grandmother takes looking after her grandchildren very seriously. Naomi Mack has 11 grandchildren total, ranging from 7 months old to 18 years old. And they all live hours apart and really only see each other during major holidays. So what she does is every summer she hosts a week-long Camp Naomi at her home that brings them all together. And we're not just hanging out with grandma for the week. We have a daily schedule, a daily menu, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, outdoor activities, indoor activities. It is a full-on summer camp for her grandchildren. And for the activities, she even makes homemade gold trophies and medals for the grandkids when they win games and activities. So Camp Naomi is
I do
as well. I would like to institute that.
Yeah.
At such time I am a grandfather way down the line. Camp Jacqueline will be what our grandchildren do. But yeah, that's super cool. The grandchildren are going to have so many awesome memories. Hopefully that's passed down from generation on down. That is going to do it for us here on a Monday. We'll be back tomorrow. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
Your home for Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 1 to 4 is News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.